The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we are talking with Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. Jillian, a lot of things to get to. Let's start off first with what's going on with the latest as far as COVID-19 updates. I know vaccine clinics have been happening and quite a lot lately. But then also the one at the fairgrounds, that one's coming up soon too, right?
It actually happened earlier this week. I know you missed your chance for an elephant ear, but everybody who came through that night, we had just under about 200 people that came through for vaccines at the youth fairgrounds. And it was a fun event. It was great weather. People got some fried fair food, which was good. So it was definitely a good event. And certainly, like you mentioned, Johnny, you know, people can look forward to more of those sorts of community events throughout the summer for providing COVID-19 vaccines. We know that we need to be out and about in the community, providing easy, ready access to the vaccines for those community members who haven't yet been able to get that vaccine. So yeah, just to give kind of an update on where we're at with that, you know, we have over 50% now, about 52% of our population over the age of 16 that has gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. That's great. We are really doing well. We're happy with that progress, but we know we want to keep inching upwards towards that goal of 70%. We heard earlier this week that President Biden has made an announcement that June is this national day, month of action, rather, that, you know, really making that final push, the final sprint towards this finish line of getting more of our country towards that 70% goal for vaccination. So we're definitely going to be doing all we can to contribute to that here in Berrien County. We will be having regular clinics at our offices in Benton Harbor and in Niles that you can get any type of vaccine you want, whether Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, we got it all, we're given it all. You can make an appointment, you can walk right on in. We've got all the information you need to know on our website. So, you know, if people have not gotten a vaccine yet, there are just all the opportunities out there through the health department. Spectrum Health Lakeland's got walk-in hours at a variety of locations as well. And then pharmacies are, you know, really providing those walk-ins at many different hours of the day and throughout the week. So you should be able to find a time if you can find a ride and get to your neighborhood pharmacy or get to the health department or the hospital. There's a lot of different options out there.
So how soon will those be available to, because I know some of them are for 12 to 15 and we're down to 12, but when will it be available to even younger, like say 9, 10, 8 years old?
Yeah, so right now, you're right, the Pfizer vaccine is what's available for those over the age of 12. So even those younger adolescents, you can get them vaccinated, set them up for a COVID-free summer, having a really great summer at camp or wherever they're going to be going. The Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines are indicated for those over the age of 18 at this time. But as Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson continue some of their clinical trials with younger and younger individuals, we soon will have those authorizations to vaccinate younger people as well. We're very hopeful that Pfizer will be able to gain that authorization for children as young as 6.
Okay.
Hopefully by the start of the school year. So we're really hopeful that by about September, that will be granted. And, you know, we'll have the majority, or at least the opportunity for the majority of that K-12 population to get their vaccines as well.
Absolutely. And something that might be on the list of those vaccinations that you may get when you are doing back to school. And that's something, too, that people can be mindful of is, you know, staying up to date with those vaccinations and all those different things. Because with this past year, a lot of them students did online learning, so they may have not gotten the usual immunization. So it's a good time to stay up to date with all that stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And good that you mentioned that, because we are really trying to make sure their parents are aware that their children need those vaccinations, especially in those early childhood years, you know, between when you're born and when you turn about 2 years old, there's a whole bunch of different vaccines that are indicated for those younger kids to receive so that they don't get other contagious diseases like measles or mumps or chickenpox or rubella or polio, all of these things that we don't really think so much about anymore, because we have those herd immunity rates throughout our country. So we don't have to worry about them. That's our goal with COVID-19, and we're well on our way there. But it really is important that parents catch their kids up on some of those vaccines that they might have missed out on. So whether you've got kind of a toddler, a baby that might not have been on schedule for all of those vaccines, or a school age kid that didn't get everything that they needed before the start of this last school year, we are going to be ramping up a lot of our services, in particular those immunization clinics, not just for COVID-19, but also for all the other ones that we're able to offer in our offices. So folks can be on the lookout for some expanded hours, some more evening access, really making sure that we can catch people up, especially throughout the summer, before this next school year.
So with that, you're having a lot more of other in-person things and classes and other programs. And that's another thing that we can stay up to date with the health department and kind of see where some of those will be happening more and more, right?
Yeah, like everybody else, we were having to do so much virtual, whether it was telehealth care or parenting classes or some of the traditional home visiting services that the health department provides. We're doing those over the phone or virtually, just like everybody else throughout this last year. So we're excited now that we have vaccination rates, high enough in our community, as well as just really low rates of COVID-19 transmission happening right now. We're able to scale back up again with a lot of those services. So people can really look forward to that. WIC will be back in person. Like I mentioned earlier, immunization clinics, our sexual health program, substance abuse prevention education, parenting classes, home visiting, all of those sorts of things that we're able to provide for the community will be able to ramp up back up again and be available in person for those who need it.
And those are good things to hear. And as we keep talking about ramping up and getting back into doing things, and you mentioned earlier about summer camps, and I'm just thinking about going camping, but the one thing I hate about going camping is mosquitoes and ticks and things like that. I've had a couple of mosquito bites already, but that's things that we need to be mindful of as we are getting outdoors more and more and going places. Ticks, mosquitoes, that's just part of the fun that we have when you get outdoors. But what are some things that we need to be mindful of when it comes to those little bugs?
Well, yeah, this is just part of life here in Southwest Michigan that we know we're going to have to contend with some bugs that can bug you. Mm-hmm. And those include ticks and mosquitoes, like you mentioned. And the problem with ticks and mosquitoes, not only can they bite you and that can be irritating, but they can carry diseases. And that's why we're worried about making sure that people are aware of how they can prevent bug bites, in particular ticks and mosquitoes. So, a good old fashioned insect repellent, especially one with an active ingredient like DEET, is going to be your best friend during the summer. If you're camping, you're going for a hike, heck, even if you're just working in your backyard, these are, having a bug spray with you is a good idea. And another thing that we really are encouraging folks to do, especially with ticks, and we know that the tick population has had an uptick, we're just seeing more of them out in our community right now. So being aware of where ticks are found, really in those brushy wooded areas, sometimes along the dunes and tall dune grass, any of those wooded, brushy, grassy areas, that's where ticks like to hang out. So if you're hiking at the Warren Dunes, or even if you're just working in your backyard, maybe you're walking along a road where there's some untrimmed grass, all of those could be opportunities where ticks can just jump right on you and attach. You might not always feel a tick crawling on you or attaching to you, but like I mentioned, they can carry disease. Most notably, Lyme disease is one that we see in our area that can be really problematic for people. So our best advice, in addition to wearing that active ingredient bug spray like DEET, is to do a tick check. When you're coming indoors after you've been on your hike or in the backyard, come on inside and do a thorough check of your body. And it's worth mentioning your kids' bodies, as well as your pets, your dogs or your cats. If you've got cats outside, really worth combing through their hair and making sure that you're checking for those ticks. With kids in particular, they've got all sorts of things on them, dirt and otherwise. And with some of these ticks being so small, it's easy for them to blend in and look like a freckle or a piece of dirt. So really doing a thorough check of your children and yourself along your hairline, anywhere where you might get sweaty or hot, in your armpits, along your ankles, where you might have socks on, all of those areas are prime zones where ticks might find a nice little piece of skin to bite. So those are our pieces of advice right now. Be on the lookout for ticks, mosquitoes, wear that bug spray. That's a good idea right now.
You're making me itch just thinking about all this stuff. I find what you're talking about, I'm scratching and checking and things like that. If we want to find information, like, you know, there's sometimes when I'm outside and I'm like, is that a tick? Is that, you know, something I need to be mindful of? Like you said, there could be really, really tiny. Is there information on any of that stuff on your website and, you know, what to look out for and all that?
Yeah, you betcha. We've got a lot of information about ticks, mosquitoes, how to prevent those bug bites for sure. One important thing that people need to know is not every kind of tick can carry disease. So there are different species of ticks that can be more problematic. And we know we have those in our area, the dog-legged tick, the black deer tick, the lone star tick. These are all ticks that we need to be on the lookout for sure. And our state health department actually has a really cool program where you can take a picture of a tick that you might find on yourself and send it to them. And their experts will help identify what species of tick it is that you found. So if you're questioning, you pull a tick off of yourself, you're questioning, is this one that I need to be worried about? Mm-hmm. Take a tick pic and you can submit that up to the state health department. We've got information on how you can do that on our website as well.
A tick pic. All right. Good to know. Yeah. I mean, it's good to know that information. And then will they be able to find these tick pics somewhere as well to kind of see and reference to that and say, oh, yep, that's the one that I just found today.
Yes, we do have some comparison charts. You can even see, you know, on scale, on, you know, looking at kind of like a finger, how big that tick might be. And some of them are really, really tiny. So yes, you can find a lot more of that information on our website.
And obviously a lot of other great information, especially a lot of the stuff that we talked about, COVID-19 stuff, as well as any other information about the programs and classes and anything else that's offered through the Berrien County Health Department. The best place to find that, the website, which is
bchdmi.org. You can find it all there. It's a great place to start. We also are posting a lot of information and more than just COVID-19. You know, there is more than what the health department does on our Facebook and Instagram pages. So those are great places to get updates. If you do have a question about COVID-19 in particular, you can call our hotline. We are still operating that hotline. You can call us at 1-800-815-5485.
Wonderful. Well, Jillian Conrad, always good to talk to you. And thank you for giving us all this wonderful information and taking some time to chat with us today.
Thank you, Johnny.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.